If I were a homiletics teacher, I would require that my students try every kind of delivery, including a full manuscript. But in no way would I suggest that as the norm. I have read enough of history to know that God could take Thomas Chalmers, who read laboriously and transform a people, and God could take a Spurgeon, who could prepare in 45 minutes and deliver an unforgettable message with a half sheet of notes. You must find your own way. I write out every Sunday morning sermon for 10 years because I think I have a gift for delivering it without people knowing that. All right? Not everybody does. And anybody that looks like they're reading should get rid of their manuscript. All right? But I do because I can't get my thoughts straight any other way. I can't get them straight. I can't get my ideas in order. You have to write if you have a weak mind. I believe this with all my heart because I went one time and talked with the faculty at Fuller Seminary in 1978. And I remember Ralph Martin, the New Testament teacher, in a kind of demeaning way, said, "Oh, do you do that arcing stuff that Dr. Fuller teaches? Isn't that just a crutch? This is an exegetical device that requires writing out the text. Isn't that just a crutch?" And I said, "That's exactly what it is, because I'm a cripple intellectually." So unless you are like Jonathan Edwards and Albert Einstein and Carl Sagan or whoever and can take an idea and for an hour or two hold it and turn it, like Dr. Ferguson said, I agree with him. That is not the prerogative of a genius. But I have to do it on paper. I cannot do it. I think of the shutters banging and the cars going by and food and my mind won't hold an idea without a pencil in my hand. So, know thyself, brother, and proceed.